Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third, the left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Nolan Ryan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Nolan Ryan. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie Smith. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Cleo James. Batting eighth, the catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Archie Reynolds. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Archie Reynolds. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shamsky moves to third. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. Shamsky scores. Marshall moves to second. One out. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Ryan moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shamsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shamsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton is called out on strikes. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shamsky takes first base on ball 4. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Archie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger bunts towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boswell strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a pop-up towards third. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shamsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Ryan covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ryan strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Archie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boswell. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Boswell steals second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boswell scores. Garrett moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Roberto Rodriguez now pitching. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garrett moves to third. Dyer moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garrett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Mets. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first, with Ryan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shamsky moves to second. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Shamsky scores. It's 6-1, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Popovich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall pinch runs for Ernie Banks. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Roberto Rodriguez. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Rudolph now catching. Larry Gura now pitching. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Willie Smith. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.